This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
So go to the big events because you want to be in the game. If you have beauty, if you're in the beauty industry, go to beauty events. You have clothing line, fashion, real estate, plumbers, electricians, okay? Credit repair, all kind of events. And don't, I would say you might have to step out of your comfort zone too. Don't just go to your events that you know about. Maybe try something new once every a year or so. But being in an organization and going to these different events, you're going to definitely get a lot of contacts, all right? And don't forget to follow up, all right? So we already know that we're going to be creating content before, during, and after when we go to these events. We know that we're going to be interviewing people at the event. Stand by one of the booths. I'm like, hey, y'all see this? This is, you know, a new technology. Well, I don't know what's going to be at the technology conference, but it's new. It's coming out. And y'all should really check out this new company that's doing this or whatever it is. It just depends. Just make it related to your brand. If you're a doctor or, you know, there's some new type of therapy or whatever it is, you could talk about it with who's ever at that booth or whatever it is, okay? So we know we're going to interview people. We're going to take pictures. We're going to interview major players. We're going to tag people in our posts at the event so that we stand out, okay? And this is going to make people want to do business with you because the more you expose yourself, the more you embed yourself in the scene of your industry, you're going to position yourself as the expert, okay? Because now who doesn't want to be in the in crowd? Imagine, hello, we've got whole gangs because you want to be in something, right? People want to be the it girl, the in girl, the popular girl when you were in high school, even in college, they still have it because we want to be a part of something, all right? And that's going to make people want to work with you. It's going to make people look up to you. It's going to make people go after you, okay, in a good way, all right, in a good way. All right, it's just a matter of time, all right? So, now, to be seen and be, to see and be seen, you all were supposed to go see somebody this week and support them. Who did you go see this week and how did you support someone in real life? Who did you show up for this week? I ain't getting no pictures. But you know what? I did show up. I have a coworker who has They just closed their business because of all of these increases, inflation just eating up businesses right now. But they're doing exercise classes at our school. So I help myself, but I also supporting his. I took some video. I just have to post it. So it was really great. So that's how I support, is by taking his class, because they're trying to redo some things for their health company that they have. So let's see. Okay, you went to the leadership meeting with the vice president, so you support it. All right, good. All right, let's get it, Denario. So you're gonna let the kids do, hey, look, whenever they have a tax class, you hire your kids, okay? Hire your kids, tax-free. All right, yeah, it's for your job, but remember, your career, your job can still be a part of your personal brand, okay? Because you have the insider items. You're gonna post about what you have going. Remember, this is our personal brand. Then you have your business brand. It's separate. Yeah. So because of what you think is boring is not boring to somebody else. Okay. Heck, we all want to know what's going on with the ice cream machine at McDonald's. Can somebody tell us, please? And that's McDonald's. So let's be for real. All right. Did anybody may post it on IG? Okay. You supported your husband's party and was able to network and meet a lot of our business patrons, and they enjoyed meeting me in real life. Hey, hey, that's what I'm talking about. You were a sponsor at a women's conference and I was tagged. What? Say what? Yes. I love that. Okay. That's good. And Lunik, I love that. Supported your husband's party. All right, ma'am. Excellent. So don't forget, okay? We gotta do those things, okay? So if you didn't support anyone this week, it gets hard. It does get hard when you get really busy, but be intentional. Be intentional. Remember, we're treating our personal brand like a business, all right? So we have a couple of actions that we want to take actions by doing a couple of things, okay? And then we're going to actually go to a breakout room today. Oh, I'm looking at my time. Ooh. Okay, let me go through this. You guys already know some of this stuff. We already kind of talked about it, except for one aspect, all right? So you're going to, we want you to take actions by building your personal brand by association, okay? We want you to collaborate with other experts in your industry, okay? You're more like the five people that you are around the most. If you're around people who smoke weed all day, then that's what you're going to be talking about, okay? You're going to be doing what people who do that do, right? If you hang out with experts in your industry most of the time, and other business owners who are doing what? Writing books, having masterminds, having events, reading books. You're going to be talking about those particular items and going to those events, all right? So you're going to have to associate yourself with other people, other organizations, so that you can learn new things, okay? It doesn't mean that you have to leave your old friends that are doing whatever they're doing, unless you don't want to be, we don't want to be doing legal stuff out here, right? Because you don't want to get caught up with that. I had a family member have to tell somebody, hey man, I'm not doing that no more. Like they literally wanted them to jeopardize everything that they had going on in their life to go handle up on some other business. Like, boy, I don't do that. You got robbed and I can't go there. Like, well, I'm a punk or whatever it is. I'm not about that life no more. So sometimes you're just really going to have to put people in their place, because who's the most important person to you? It needs to be you so that you can help the most important people in your life. Don't let the old step up and rob you of your future. I promise you. So anyway, that's a preaching moment right there, because I'm glad they said no. Okay, anyway. So you don't have to leave your friends, like I said, but you need to, you know, you need to be looking for things that are going to level you up. All right. Because we're treating our personal brand like a business. So make sure you collaborate with others and other experts in your industry. Learn and associate with people bigger and better than you so you can grow. What do they say? You don't want to always be the smartest person in the room. Okay. You want to be able to learn from other people. Join associations, membership clubs, private membership groups. Think about your Rotary clubs. Think about your small business association. There are so many different areas that you can join. Every industry has them. Okay. Because you're going to get access to so many different events and experts and opportunities, right? Just being in this group is an opportunity, right? Being in the EYL and led by Recession Proof University app, right? Take a position on a board. Maybe you become the secretary, right? Because you're going to get access. If you volunteer, you can talk to anyone you want to because now you have insider access. So if you don't have a lot of money, y'all, when you're first starting out, when you want to get into a convention or some type of event, go as a volunteer. You can still go to the classes and things that they're offering, but they usually ask, hey, we need you to volunteer 10, 15 hours or whatever it is, right? You still got to make your way down there. But they will let you into the event for free because you are working the event.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.